Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Stores and they didn't have them, so I went back to Martinson's and I got the material and I just decided I'd make them myself. Oh, and Beaver was elected co-chairman of his class cookie committee. What happened at the office?
Well, compared to homemade curtains and cookie committees, nothing.
Thank you. Beaver's all excited about the job. He's upstairs now counting his money with Wally.
Counting what money?
Well, you see, his class is selling cookies at recess. And then they put the money in their treasury, and at the end of the year, they all go on a little trip somewhere.
Oh, boy, I don't know if I like the idea of Beaver handling a lot of money. Well, after all, dear, a boy who's lost 3 pairs of socks on the way home from school is hardly the banker of tomorrow.
Larry Mondello's the other co-chairman. And the way Beaver tells it, he gets to hold the money 1 week, and Larry gets to hold it the next.
Well, at least we only have to worry alternate weeks.
15, 20, 25.
The factory man brings the cookies at the beginning of the week, and then we sell them. And then he comes around next week and brings the new cookies and takes the money for the old ones, except for the stale ones we got left.
I know, Beaver. We had the same thing with chocolate milk when I went to school.
Wally, you're still going to school.
Well, I mean when I went to kids' school.
Oh, 20, 25. Now, where was I?
I think you were someplace in the 20s.
I think I better start over again.
Well, hi, boys.
Hi, Dad.
10, 15. Hi, Dad. 20, 25.
Well, Babe, I understand you're the head cookie man down at school.
Yeah, Dad. Larry and I are the co-chairmen of the whole cookie fund.
Yeah, Dad. He's got $8.35 there.
Well, that's quite a bit of money. I just hope you'll be very careful with it.
Oh, sure, Dad. We keep it in this real bank bag. And we buy the cookies from the factory man. And we sign for them with our names and we make change. And Miss Lander says it's all training us for our future lives.
Hey, Beef. I thought you wanted to be a lawyer. Never heard of a lawyer that sells cookies.
Well, a lawyer's got to do something while he's waiting for people to get in trouble.
Well, Beaver, I think your cookie fund is very fine training. But I do want you to promise me to be careful and conscientious. Because, you know, as far as money's concerned, this is the first real responsibility you've ever had.
Don't worry, Dad. In the daytime, I'll tie the bag to my belt. And in the night, I'll sleep in the same bed with it.
Well, that's fine, Beaver.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Hey, Wally, if I did lose the cookie money, what do you suppose they'd do to me in school?
Well, the kids might ostracize you.
Gee, what's that?
Well, we just read about it in history. It's what they did to Benedict Arnold.
Oh. Did he lose some cookie money?
Nah. He was just one of those traitors. But you better watch it anyway.
5, 10.
Hey, Mom, how come Beaver left so soon?
He and Larry wanted to get there early. Larry said they might sell some cookies before the school opened. You better hurry up, too.
Sure, Mom. So long.
Bye.
Hey, Mom, can I go to Mexico?
Mexico?
Yeah, with Mr. Nelson.
And who's Mr. Nelson?
Well, he's our science teacher. He's going to Mexico this summer. And he said he might take some of the guys from his class with him.
Well, I don't know, Wally. What would we have to do?
Well, all you got to do is sign this thing saying if we get hurt or killed or anything, it's okay.
Oh. I better ask your father, Wally.
Well, sure, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
change from a quarter.
Okay, Willie, you're near.
I want 3 boxes of raisin cookies, and this is a whole dollar.
Change from a dollar.
Change for a dollar.
Change for a dollar.
1, 2, 3. There you are, Judy.
We don't got that kind of change. You'll either have to give one back or buy one more.
Well, I'm not going to buy one more.
Huh. If I'd been elected chairman, I'd have the right change.
There you are, Judy. Now you're next, Willie.
You better not eat any of those cookies yourself, or I'll tell Miss Landers.
What's the matter with that Judy anyway?
She's a girl.
Next week, I get to carry the money, and you get to carry the cookies.
Yeah, sure, honey.
And next week, I get to carry the key, too. Nobody ever let me carry a key before.
Yeah, sure, Larry.
You kids want some help?
Yeah. Gee, thanks a lot.
How you kids doing here? Raking in the money?
We don't know yet. We won't get the count again until recess.
Oh, here, I'll help you count it now if you want. Well, I better get to class.
Hey, Larry, who is that guy?
That's Roger DeLacy. He's a new kid in the 8th grade.
That was okay, him helping us.
Yeah. Most of the time, the big guys are shoving us around or something.
Yeah.
Beaver, what are you all the time jingling the money for?
That's all right, Larry. Next week, it'll be your turn to jingle it.
Hey, Mom?
In here, Wally.
Hey, Mom, did you ask Dad yet?
Ask Dad?
Yeah, about Mr. Nelson.
Oh, Wally, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Well, when are you going to ask him?
Oh, don't worry, Wally. I'll ask him.
May I ask what it is I'm supposed to be asked?
Well, I was just wondering if I could go to Mexico this summer.
Mexico?
Yeah, with Mr. Nelson.
Well, who's Mr. Nelson?
Wally's science teacher, dear.
Yeah, Dad. He's taking a bunch of guys from the class. We're all going to go down in station wagons and sleep in sleeping bags. And here's all the junk about it.
Well, I think this is something that'll take a little thought.
Heck, I thought you'd say no.
Wally, I didn't say no. I said I'd think about it, and I will.
Wally, did your brother finish his homework?
Yeah, he's counting his cookie money, and then he's going to bed.
Mexico. What do you think about it?
Well, I don't know, dear. What do you think about it?
Well, I think I better think about it.
Hey, Wally, are you coming to bed?
As soon as I finish my homework.
Hey, Wally, in the night, if a crook came in after my money, what would you do?
Well, heck, Beaver, no crook's coming in after your $11.
How come?
You've seen how it is on television. You gotta have at least $2,000 or $3,000 before a crook will ever mess with you.
Yeah. Sure hope the crooks in Mayfield watch television.
Hey, Larry, it jingles like we did pretty good today.
Yeah.
Hey, where do you think they'll take us on the class trip with the cookie money?
I don't know. My brother Wally might get to go to Mexico. You think we'll get to go to Mexico?
Nah. Nobody ever got to go to Mexico selling cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, you kids want some help again?
Yeah. Gee, thanks, Roger.
Oh.
Gee, what's the matter?
Nothing. It's just my stomach. I guess that comes from not eating for 4 days.
You mean you haven't eaten for 4 whole days? Golly, don't you want to eat?
Well, gee, everybody wants to eat. But how are you going to eat when there's no food in the house?
I could get you an apple out of my lunchbox.
No, no, that's all right. I can make it till tomorrow. I think we're going to have food then on account of my father gets his paycheck. He gets $1,000. He always gets that.
Gee, why didn't he buy food the last time he had $1,000?
He must have spent it on the way home. You know how it is.
Gee, maybe we should call the principal.
No, 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 that's all right. It's my sisters I'm worried about. They're both babies.
New babies? That's the only kind of babies there are.
If I could find somebody with some money, my father could pay him back tomorrow when he gets $1,000. But I don't know any nice people with money.
How much does it cost to feed little babies?
About $3. I don't have to eat anything myself.
Here's $3. Maybe you could eat with the babies leave.
No. I couldn't take that from you guys, no.
Oh, it's all right, Roger. You could pay us back tomorrow when your father gets his $1,000.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, kids. Oh, you're two of the nicest little kids I ever met.
Hey, Larry, think we should have given them the cookie money? Well, gee, Beaver, you can't let little babies starve. And anyway, tomorrow when his father gets $1,000, maybe Roger could get him to buy a couple of boxes of cookies from us.
Yeah, at least we could ask him.
Beaver, you mean you and that goofy Larry just took $3 and handed it over to some kid in school?
Well, he was starving and holding on to the wall and everything. And anyway, he's going to give it back to us tomorrow when his father gets $1,000 paycheck.
Boy, Beaver, sounds creepy. I don't think this guy's on the level.
What do you want to go and say something like that for?
Well, because that's what I think, that's why.
You shouldn't say stuff like that to a guy at night. He'd liable to have all kinds of bad dreams.
Hey, Beaver, just forget I said it.
All right, I'll forget you said it.
Well, what's wrong now?
I can't forget it.
Look, Beaver, all you gotta do is tomorrow morning go to this Roger guy and get your money back.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Wally, what if he doesn't have it?
Well, then you're in a big mess, that's what.
You know something, Wally? You're a real mean brother.
I thought you left. What are you looking for?
A paperclip.
Oh, dear, they're right in that drawer in that box.
Oh. Now, who in the world would do a thing like that?
Wally. He sits there stringing them together when he's talking on the phone.
Well, a trip to Mexico might be just the thing for that boy. Oh, I'll give Beaver a lift if he's ready.
Oh, he and his money bags left a half an hour ago.
Some more cookies?
Yes. This morning he looked kind of worried about something.
Well, if you've got to learn about the business world, you might as well learn to worry.
Here he comes now. Hi, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, Squirts.
Hey, we've been waiting for you.
Yeah? What for?
For $3.
What $3?
The $3 we gave you yesterday, so your sisters and our babies could eat.
Yeah. You were going to give it back to us today, when your father got his $1,000 paycheck.
What are you guys talking about? I don't have any sisters. Then you didn't give me any $3.
Sure we did, Roger. Don't you remember yesterday by the closet when you were almost fainting from not eating?
Yeah, we gave it to you out of our cookie fund, $3.
Now look, if you guys lost $3 out of your cookie fund, don't try and put the blame on me.
But we didn't lose it, Roger. We gave it to you.
Look, if you guys go around spreading lies like that about me, I got a gang, and they're going to fix you real good.
Roger!
Beat it, Squirts.
Larry, yesterday, we did give you $3, didn't we?
Sure we did.
You know something, Larry? He's a crook.
Yeah.
Why would we give a crook $3?
Oh, Larry, Theodore.
Good morning, Miss Landers.
Good morning, Miss Landers.
Good morning. Mr. Preston is here this morning.
Mr. Preston?
From the Cracker Company. He's waiting in the principal's office.
He wants to see us?
Why, he wants you to turn in your money and order your cookies for next week.
Miss Landers.
Hey, you run along, boys. I don't want you to miss any schoolwork. Go ahead.
Boys, I've been over these figures twice. I'm afraid your accounts don't balance. As a matter of fact, you're $2.95 short.
$2.95?
Yeah.
We're 5 cents better off than we thought we were.
You knew you were short.
Well, we kind of thought we were.
Well, what happened? Did you make a mistake and give away too much change?
No, sir.
Did you lose it?
No, sir.
Well, then, what happened to the money?
We gave it to a real big kid.
You gave it to a big kid? Boys, this wasn't your money to give away.
We know, but this kid was fainting from not eating and holding on to his stomach even. Yeah, and he said he had two little babies at home that were sisters, and they were starving. So we gave him the money, and he said he'd pay us back today when his father got $1,000. We even said he could eat what was left over.
Well, why don't you go to this boy and ask him to give you the $3 back?
Well, we didn't. He said he doesn't remember having any sisters. And he doesn't remember us giving him $3. He didn't even remember being hungry.
What was this boy's name?
Oh, we can't tell you that, because he's got a whole big gang that'll fix us.
You know, boys, I've been going around to schools like this for years. I've heard some great stories. Never one like this.
But it's the truth, mister. Even the two of us together couldn't make up a story like this one. Well, is a cookie company going to put us in jail? Could you please put us under different names so our parents won't know?
No, you're all right with our company. But when you turn your profits over to your class, you're going to be $3 short.
$2.95. Are you going to tell Miss Landers on us?
No, I'll give you a chance to replace the money. I'll give you till tomorrow when I deliver the new order.
Thank you, mister. We'll get it from someplace.
You know, boys, this is quite a serious thing. Your class had confidence enough in you to put you in charge of their money. We have to trust people in life. It's a terrible disappointment when they let you down.
We know, mister. We just found that out with the kid we gave the $3 to.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Well, hi. You came home together.
Yeah. I found Beaver sitting on a curb over on Grand Avenue, so I brought him home.
Is Dad home yet? I saw the car.
He's in the living room.
Yeah, I want to talk to him about something.
Beaver? What were you doing sitting on a curb?
Well, I wasn't doing anything bad, Mom. I was just thinking.
Oh.
Oh, Wally.
Hey, Dad, about the Mexican trip.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking that over, Wally, and I still want to talk to Mr. Nelson, but I don't see any reason why he can't go. I'm sure he'll have everything well organized for you guys.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say, Dad. It's all off.
Trip's off?
Yeah, a couple guys were horsing around in science class today, and Mr. Nelson blew his top. He said he wouldn't take anybody in our class to a dogfight.
Well, that's too bad.
Hey, who'd you goof up now?
You want something, Beaver?
Yeah, Dad. Could I ask you a question?
Sure. What is it?
Well, it's a kind of question I'd like you to be listening to when I ask it.
Oh, all right, Beaver. What's the question?
Well, if I ask it, will you just tell me yes or no without asking why?
Oh, I guess so.
Can I have a dollar and a half?
A dollar and a half? What for?
You said you wouldn't ask me why.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, is this very important to you, Beaver?
Real important, Dad.
All right. I guess your past record is good for a dollar and a half.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Beave, I'm not going to ask why you want this money, but you can tell me if you want to.
If it's a bad reason, you won't take the money back, will you?
Nope.
Well, Larry and I were $3 short in our cookie fund.
Oh. Well, whose fault was it, yours or Larry's?
It was on account of we trusted somebody, a kid in school.
All right, Beaver.
Dad, thanks a lot for not asking me a lot of questions.
Well, Beaver, you may have made a mistake in trusting someone, but I'm not going to make the mistake of not trusting you. You understand that, son?
Well, not all of it, but it sure does make me feel good anyway.
Supper will be ready in a half an hour.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Now, what was that for?
Well, the way he feels, he had to hug someone, and I guess he feels he's getting a little too big to hug his father.
So you see, Miss Landers, that's how it all happened.
Well, I see.
Miss Landers, Whitey's throwing erasers at Charles.
Well, you tell them I'll be right in, Judy.
She'll be right in.
I want to thank you boys for telling me what happened.
We're sorry we believed Roger's goofy story, Miss Landers.
Yeah, we didn't think anybody'd make it up that he had sisters.
I'm going to speak to Mrs. Rayburn about Roger, and you can be sure he'll be punished.
All the money's been put back. My dad gave me a dollar and a half without asking a single question.
My pop gave it to me, too. He hollered at me first, but he gave it to me.
Well, I'm glad this is all straightened out.
Miss Landers, we don't think we should be the chairman of the cookies anymore.
Yeah, you should have a chairman that wouldn't even give money away to 100 starving babies.
Boys, you've done such a good job otherwise. Who would I get to sell the cookies?
We'd like to nominate Judy Hensler.
Why Judy?
Well, if anyone's going to get in trouble with the cookie money, we figure Judy's the best one in the class for it.
No, boys. I think you'd better stay on as chairman. You know, you've learned by your mistake. And... well, I don't know that we could trust even Judy not to believe a story like Roger's. Now you come on.
Whitey!
Mr. Thank you.